One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, I really sound hungover and a little bit dilapidated in general, but I think it's because I've been playing Cyberpunk 2077 until 3 in the morning. But we just need to get into the fact that the PS4 and the Xbox One versions of that game are pretty much on fire, which, you know, we did a video on this a couple of days ago, just saying, is there something seriously wrong with Cyberpunk on consoles? Because the way that the review embargo went out was that CDPR had restricted access to the console codes. They didn't hand them out for review. It was something that they held back and, you know, didn't really supply until right before launch. Excuse me. Which is to say that I've been playing since last night. I'm on the PlayStation 5, but it is obviously the PS4 version that sort of auto-upscales if you play it on PS5. It's not the full-on next-gen one yet. That's coming in 2021. Mm-hmm. But the PS4 and the Xbox One versions, the more we look at footage of them, it's very clear that they held these games back for a reason. 100%. The resolution is incredibly blurry. It kind of looks like when you play a Switch game on full screen, if it's something that was ported across from a different console. I'm going to use the word unacceptable. I think that obviously it's been in development for so long. It started back in 2012. Clearly they were aiming for, you know, what is now the last gen consoles. And CDPR have said that, you know, they were, once next gen stuff started coming into view, that they shifted around a lot of their project goals to sort of, you know, the game just runs so much better on next gen. But it's kind of like, should they just have cancelled the last gen versions? I guess they still wanted to put something out, but where do you stand on it?
I mean, it's just, I don't want to believe it in a way, Scott, to be honest, because like so many people, I've been looking forward to this for such a long time. And I feel like the writing was on the wall, like you said, when we did that video the other day, and it became clear that they weren't allowing this footage to go out until launch day, after a lot of the most diehard fans will have either pre-ordered it already or just bought it day one regardless after the reviews came out and stuff. Mm. And all of the comparisons I've seen so far, because obviously I haven't played it yet, I'm going to jump in tonight. I know you've been playing on PlayStation 5, like you said. But all the comparison videos I've been looking at, you know, there's that hilarious Jurassic Park one that compares the footage on the PlayStation 4 to the E3 2018 presentation. And while there's always going to be an element of games never looking as good as their E3 presentations, you know, look at Puddlegate from Spider-Man, for instance, you know what I mean? There's always going to be some differences. This is incredibly major. Witcher 3, yeah, obviously Witcher 3 had it. Like, there was a big downgrade scandal around that game. But this seems even more kind of pronounced because, like you said, of the way that this footage was kind of pushed off to the side. It almost hidden from people who were going to get this version of the game. And that's the thing that sucks. And that's the thing that's so annoying, because you're going to look at these kind of, the PC footage, for instance, and people are going to assume that's what they're going to get on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, like the base models. And we've seen this before. Like, we mentioned in the last video that we talked about this with Ghost Runner recently, and the discrepancies between the PC version of that game and the console version. And it's very, very similar, like you said. I don't want to call it a downgrade, even though it obviously kind of is.
Well, like, there's a lot to that word.
So huge. Yeah. It's quite loaded, you know. At the moment, it has this reputation, but the differences are remarkable, and it's made me kind of, you know, sort of think twice and want to be a bit more critical of what I'm picking up, you know.
There's a few things to pick apart. One, playing it on PlayStation 5, there's a huge difference between the PS4 base version on a PlayStation 4 versus the PS4 Pro version and then the PS5 version. And it's strange because I just have to assume that on the game side, the way that they've optimized it, the game just can't take advantage of, you know, greater access to RAM or whatever else and populate the crowd density and things like that. Like, the version of the game that's on PS4 and Xbox One, the one that's doing the rounds that looks terrible at the minute, does have very sparse crowds compared to the E3 2018 version, versus literally when I've been playing it on PS5, I thought this is exactly how it looks. Like, it looks just like those trailers. Like, the version on PlayStation 5 is pretty much spot on, apart from it does crash every sort of 20 minutes to half an hour. But that's more related to exactly what you're doing. Like, you can get away with it not crashing for a while if you don't do any, you know, full-on sort of gunfights or big set-piece moments in the story. But it's very unreliable. It feels like something that is entirely a memory issue. And one of CDPR's coders did respond on Twitter saying that, you know, the game is crashing because it's trying to access so many different assets at once, and that is then dependent on the console or the PC that you're playing on, whether it can handle that many data requests and packets of data or whatever it is all at once. Hence why it's crashing so much, even on the next-gen consoles, but it's crashing even more and looking like hell on the PS4 and Xbox One, because it's just trying to access this massive data bank of assets, visual assets, lighting, smoke effects, everything else. So it's kind of understandable why it's in a state, but I think that from a base consumer point of view, you're paying a premium price point for access to a product, and it's a broken product.
That's the thing, man. Like, it is understandable. Like, you can come out and explain exactly why it is the way it is, but whether or not that's acceptable, I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think not really.
You can't talk about, like, the state it's in without talking about, like, the delays and its release history. Obviously, it was supposed to come out at the start of this year. It was delayed, then it had a very last-minute delay by a few weeks to get this day one patch done. And that day one patch obviously has solved some issues, but it's not kind of this savior fix that they were almost touting it as. You know, they released a statement the other day saying it's going to be a completely different game once you have this patch installed. Which it is, but even then, it's not to the same level that a lot of people were, you know, expecting. And to me, it's just kind of like, it's just like a failure on their part to, even if this game is so ambitious, even if it's something that's like beyond anyone's wildest dreams when it works, like, you need to make sure that's applicable to all the consoles. I'm not saying there has to be parity between every single one, but you can't just be like, well, it works on this machine, so jobs are good, you know what I mean? Because so many people are going to be experiencing it on other consoles. You know, after The Witcher 3, CDPR, whilst they were once a PC sort of centric developer, that kind of made them break into the mainstream and made a lot of console people sort of take notice, you know, with The Witcher. And there's a lot of expectations going into this that this will be a kind of triple A proper polished product, especially after 8 years in development or whatever. And it just doesn't seem to be the case. And it kind of feels like this thing was coming in so hot. Like I said, it had this last minute delay for a couple of weeks. It's got this day one patch. It seems to be like the developers are still working on the game even though it's out, and I wonder whether or not it seems like it needed another delay. But after all the disappointment and after all of the delays so far, it almost feels like they were just adamant about not doing that, you know, adamant about just getting it out for better or worse. And that was resulted in this kind of strange thing where on some consoles it's a bit buggy, but it mostly works fine. Like, if you're playing it on the PlayStation 5 or you're playing it on the Series X or the PC, but if you're getting it on those original consoles from 2013, you're going to have a tough time.
The thing that's really, like, that's really weird, because I really enjoy it. It's got some of the highs are like stratospheric highs. The first Johnny Silverhand scene, to keep it vague as hell, is literally my moment of the year. Like, I was literally playing that giddy as a little child. That thing is brilliant, but the thing is, the underlying sentiment is that it feels unreliable. It feels like back when we played, if you ever played Skyrim on PS3, or if you're playing like Fallout 76, or like a game that feels like it's just holding together. And I think it feels like it's holding together more than the average Bethesda product. But at the same time, this is the first time that CDPR have done a big first-person open-world RPG that has this like really in-depth crafting component system. All these different things that you can interact with, that if you want to get an idea of how much a game can potentially break, I remember on Giant Bomb, it was one of the dudes from Iron Galaxy, Dave Lang, was breaking down, like, every game has a matrix. It's like, you think of everything that can interact with everything else, and you split all those data points apart. That's the game's matrix, the matrix of interactability, all the different things that could go wrong. And if this one thing breaks, then everything in that chain breaks. And he's like, that matrix is so huge, millions of data points for a Bethesda game, an open world game, whatever. And you know, The Witcher 3 was huge, but Cyberpunk has a hell of a matrix in it, and I think that it's so easy for it to kind of fall apart and kind of, you know, fall apart under its own weight. And it holds together better on PlayStation 5, but it's definitely just a case of it It's hella ambitious. I'm glad they got it over the finish line. I think they needed to get some version out. But also, because they are developer-publisher combo and the only really answer to the shareholders, and even then, they don't because they've lost billions of dollars delaying it. They've just kind of gone like, we're going to try and please everybody. We're doing this massively over-ambitious title. And at some point, it clearly wasn't... It was too ambitious for the last-gen hardware, but they couldn't say no to it anymore. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds exactly kind of what happened, you know what I mean? When it comes to a game like this, like you said, it's incredibly ambitious, and there's always going to be a certain level of things that you can't polish because of all of the variables that you just can't account for in time. Like, you'd be on QA testing this for years and years to make sure everything was working properly. And I think as a gaming community, when it comes to RPGs like this, we have a certain level of threshold. Yeah. It's when the developers, like, completely take the piss, like you said, with Bethesda on Skyrim for PlayStation 3, which was totally unacceptable at the time, Fallout 76.
Breaks the console.
And now this is sort of kind of pushing that line as well. And it sucks. It's not like I want to be here gloating about this just because we did a video warning people about it the other day. Like, that's not at all what I want to do, or I don't want to dig the knife in or anything. But I just think it is very valuable that people know what they're getting into. A lot of people might look at the footage and be like, look, I don't care if it's buggy. I don't care if it doesn't look as good as the E3 trailers. I just want to enjoy this game. And absolutely fair dues, like, enjoy that, but you can't deny that there's going to be a lot of people looking at the footage, looking at the reality of these base versions and going, this is not what I signed up for, you know what I mean? And they need to make an informed decision. That's the sole reason that I think it's worth doing these videos for.
Yeah, no, of course. And, like, yeah, because the game obviously needs patching, needs further patching, needs further fixes. They talked about the day one patch. You know, a lot of us, including on the game's media side, were just kind of pinning our hopes on this day one patch, but that's included in the preload. So if you were playing ahead of time, you're playing obviously today, you have the day one patch, or the day zero patch if you played last night, and it's still crashing, like, left, right, and center. So it's just, it needs so much... As you know, it's just the whole idea of it potentially crashing gives it this underlying sensibility of unreliability, that every time you're about to enjoy something, you're loving it, you're in the moment, you're immersed, whatever word you want to throw at it, you're just aware that it can just break, and it has done that. I've been lucky where most of the time the big moments have just... you know, worked. But I have heard about on Giant Bomb, Vinny Caravella was saying that during a very, very important story scene, one of the characters in the particular exchange was just slowly floating away from the other person. And it's just, once you get stuff like that, I had an exchange where V was sitting down talking to a gang leader, and my V's arms were just up here the whole time. Just, I was like talking forward, but I was just doing that the whole time, like in the thriller pose. And even when I got up to talk to him, it was like, get up and then get back down. And then it was just kind of crazy. So I think those things, you know, you're only really going to experience this story once. You can only experience it the first time once for sure. And if that's broken because of any of these bugs, or if it crashes in the middle of something, I mean, I've lost progress. Like, you know, the game doesn't have it has an autosave, but it's only on the main story missions. If you've done a bunch of side stuff and you've, you know, spec'd a character, you've unlocked a bunch of levels, you've got a bunch of loot, and then it crashes, you're going to lose all of that stuff because maybe you've been doing that for 20 minutes or half an hour. So those are very valid things. And like you said, the reason to make the video is to obviously raise awareness of it, let you know that if you're planning on getting it on PS4 or Xbox One, it might be a hell of a tire fire. So it's a bit of a
100%.
Thing.
Like my final thing, I suppose, and my kind of biggest worry is exactly what you've touched on here. Even before, like, this bug situation came around, I was kind of wondering whether or not I should wait for the proper next-gen update, that patch coming, because, you know, this is entirely subjective, this is entirely on me, but usually when it comes to these games, I, like, have a big love-in with them for a few weeks, a month or whatever, and then move on to the next thing. Like, it took me 5 years to replay The Witcher 3 after I put in 100 hours in it back at launch, so it's very rare that I play through these things back to back or consecutively, so I won't get this next gen patch. I might jump into it for a little bit, and I put so much stock, perhaps wrongly, into that first playthrough that I'm thinking about these bugs, I'm thinking about it not being the next gen version, and I'm wondering in my heart, I'm obviously going to play it, but I'm wondering, you know, should I have waited? Should I have waited until it was in a better state when the patch was out, when it was much more smoother? You know, that's the kind of gamer or whatever I am. But I assume there'll be people like me having those same daft anxieties about wanting to enjoy this game to its fullest potential.
Well, I mean, I got a bug in the first 10 seconds. Like, I'm playing Street Kid, so the first scene of that opens in a bar, and I look to the left, and a woman had no legs. And it wasn't like she had them augmented to be removed, because she still had feet. So as soon as she was walking around the bar, just invisible feet sleepwalking her on. So I was like, okay, this is an indication of where we're going to go. But I think the main thing I want them to fix is the crash thing. I don't know what memory allocation issue it has, but the idea of the game crashing, losing progress, like, you know, severing whatever moment you're in and completely taking you out of the game and just having to reload it or reboot it, that's, for me, will be the main issue. For me, I can live with glitches and bugs. You know, I don't mind them necessarily if it doesn't get in the way too much, but it's when story scenes are breaking or when the game itself can't handle itself. That's the stuff that is unacceptable, because it's just a broken product. Like, I can understand there's so much inside the downgrade controversy as well, in regards to, is a game downgraded if you manage to get it to work to the best of its abilities on a particular set of hardware? It's a whole thing. But yeah, we'll continue picking it apart. Me and Jules are going to do a podcast on it tomorrow as well, comparing the PC version to the PS4/PS5 version. So obviously let us know your different thoughts and stuff over on social media as well. And we'll just keep seeing what happens. It seems like every individual version of this game is worth talking about completely separately. So for now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.